I ask? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, thank you everyone for your time on item number five. Quick question on the infrastructure list. I know U-Haul's team had some questions about the financial security that's going to be required to be posted. And so, is there a certain person I can talk to about that
We can
and
help. So
maybe
Robert,
have
put
U-Haul
her.
talk to that person directly?
Yeah, so you'll need to work with our DRC section on the financial guarantee. Robert, can you provide them some contact
Okay.
information?
Yes, I'll put it in the chat in just one second.
Perfect. We can get with you later. We don't have
Or
to
I
necessarily
can
put
just
this.
email you as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we don't need to put that in the chat. I just like to have the conditions of approval if we can move forward with an
Sure.
approval in the chat.
Just put them in there, Jay. Take a peek.
Awesome, appreciate it. Hannah didn't have
Thank you.
anything. Let's
I'll
see.
follow up with Robert on that
Awesome.
item.
We have code. Yeah, I think that's it for the conditions of approval. Let's see. Final sign off is subject to DHO plat approval. Actually, we're going to need a recorded plat, Robert. Could you throw an additional condition in there, correction for that condition that we're
Sure.
going to need a recorded plat prior to final sign off of the site plan? It, and you have any other questions on the infrastructure list?
I did not.
No.
No. I think I just want to have U-Haul wants to talk with someone at the cities on this
Yeah,
topic
so we can put you
so.
in contact with Kathy Verhaag from DRC. She's a principal engineer
Okay.
who runs DRC, and then and put you in contact with Jim Roeder, but I think he's retiring any moment. So Kathy's probably the best contact with DRC. But we'll get you that information. All right. Any final
Thank
questions?
you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Yep. All
You
right.
too.
Let's go to item number six, and this is going to go really quick. Item number six is PR 2025-011387, aka PR 2024-010189. It's an EPC site plan sign off at 9601 Tierra Pintada Boulevard. You're adding a lot, and so there were no conditions of approval that were approved by the EPC to direct DFT staff to review anything additional. So I asked, is the applicant's team here? Before I go on a
Yes.
rant.
Yes, we're on.
All right. So I checked last week with DFT staff about this sign off, and nobody had any objections. But DFT staff, if there are any objections to just going ahead and approving this site plan, please let us know now. If not, we'll go move forward with the notice of decision and sign off of this final sign off site plan.
Water utility had no adverse comment.
Appreciate it, Bob. I see Anthony's hand up for hydrology.
We're
I'm not hearing.
good.
All right, thank you, Ernest.
Hey,
Yeah, we're
Jay.
yeah.
I had a few comments that I received from City Forestry. They are pretty minor. I don't know exactly what happened because I know Bonnie had commented on this case when it was at the EPC. I don't
Sure.
know if the plans are not the updated ones or if they changed it. I'm not exactly sure, but those are pretty minor. We could condition them.
Okay.
So, Hannah, this is Jim Strozier. I was a little confused because the nothing changed on the landscape plan other than adding the lot, and so this site plan was just recently signed off, and we didn't make any changes with this amendment to the landscape plan. And so I'm wondering why we have new comments that
Yeah.
weren't, it doesn't seem appropriate to have us make changes to the approved landscape plan when nothing changed.
Absolutely. Let me get with Bonnie and see, because I know she had submitted those comments to the EPC. So I'll get with her and let you know. I do remember the tree planting detail was within the comments that were submitted to the EPC.
But I guess my point is, since nothing was changing from the approved plan on the landscape plan, I think that may be why the EPC didn't address it.
I honestly don't know. I don't think that we attended the EPC because I believe you were at the EPC twice. Is that right?
Yes, that's
You went
correct.
to the EPC twice.
So we got the site plan signed off, and the landscape plan is a part of that. And then we went back to EPC to amend it to add the one lot, and we didn't make any changes to the landscape plan. So I don't know why we're getting new comments on something
So,
that's already signed off.
did you guys address the first set of comments that you received on the first EPC session on this case? Because I do remember these were discussed. However, we don't always attend the EPCs. We do submit our comments, and sometimes EPC, I don't know what happens. They may have missed our comments or.
This would have been addressed at the DFT the last go around. I guess my assumption is that since the DFT and you signed off on the last site plan, which included the landscape plan, and we haven't changed anything, that there's nothing to update now.
Okay, let me get with Bonnie.
Okay.
I'll get back with you. I
I'm
apologize.
just trying to keep this. I'm trying to keep this moving forward. And if,
Absolutely.
yeah, I just it's kind of odd that we didn't make any changes to something that's already approved and actually just recently approved, that we would get new comments
Totally understandable. Yeah,
asking for
absolutely.
changes. That's my question.
I'll find out what happened there.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. I just want to try and keep this moving forward.
So, Hannah, I'm just going to mark this down as approved with conditions. Anthony will start working on the notice of decision for sign off, and just coordinate with me and Anthony and the applicants team regarding anything, or have Bonnie do it. But let's just make sure that if there is a condition of approval, that we get that noted. And yeah, let's hopefully we can get this resolved pretty quickly.
Sure. I can add the comments into the chat box. There's like one of them is recommendation. There are just two of them.
Okay, wait, are they recommendations and not requirements?
One of them is recommendation. Two are requirements
Okay.
that Bonnie has included.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you'd like, you could ignore the last one, but I'll get to the bottom of this to see what happened because I do remember the she commented on the tree species. She also commented on the tree planting detail at the EPC stage. So I'll find out.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
you.
All right. So I think that's that when it comes to the site plan, Jim and team. We'll try to get this resolved as soon as we can. And so let's go ahead. We're gonna call this a condition. This is approved with conditions. But we'll get more feedback hopefully on the detail of those conditions.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. All right. So the next two items, let's go through these pretty quickly here.